Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening and welcome to the show. My name is Pam Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach. Welcome to the Science of Yes. Each week, we talk about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life by design. I'm a life coach and I'm a business consultant, and my specialization is in breaking down the emotional barriers that block you from what you're committed to achieving in life. My background is in personal development, communications, team management, and years of empowering individuals to achieve their best results. I spent a lifetime as a legal administrator, operations manager, and I also spent many years focusing on leading impactful transformation program. I'll work with you to enhance your ability to create an extraordinary life that you absolutely love by design. I call myself a yes coach, and the process I designed is the science of yes. You can join me here each week, every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I live in the world of yes. My intention is to give you access to that world. It's so extraordinary hanging out in this universe. Come and play with me in the world of yes. A little bit about my background. I'm a single mother, and I live in the Southern California area. I have one son who is 29 years old and is an aspiring music producer. What I do for a living, I am a yes coach. What I do for fun, I love singing karaoke. And I love watching movies, reading science fiction and fantasy novels, and playing video games. That's right, you heard me. I'm a gamer. For real, I'm serious. I play World of Warcraft, Guild Wars, Diablo 3. I even play Lord of the Rings online. I play games the way kids do, and I have just as much fun doing it. And I could probably whoop their behind if they want to sit down and go toe-to-toe. I belong to alliances and guilds that stretch all over the world. I have friends in England and Australia and Canada who I've never met. I love children. And I believe in the power of the mind in every sense of the word. I empower the law of attraction. I'm a devout Christian, and I practice Nichiren Buddhism. My process, the science of yes, is kind of interesting how I developed it. Now, why do you think I call it a science? Well, I specialize in supporting right-brain people to achieve spiritually what left-brain people achieve intellectually. I have an interesting background. I'm a military brat, at least that's what they called us in the old days. My father was a career military man. He passed away in 2016. I was raised with my six brothers and sisters inside a military, you know, upbringing. I did go to college. I went to the University of Southern California, but I didn't pursue a career in what I studied. But studying broadcast journalism in college was training in creativity and communication through writing. And what came next over the next 27 years, I became a legal administrator, an operations manager, and a human resources expert. Eventually, I realized that I could leverage all of this diverse experience and expertise and began my own consulting company, and I developed the technique that I call Yes Coaching. I bring a certain ideology to the party. I have a positive mindset. Yes, I'm one of those glasses is half full kind of people. I'm a happy camper, I'll tell you the truth. And based on the principle that I have that you can have anything you want in life, that anything is possible, that you're willing to say yes to, my Yes Coaching has evolved into the science of yes. And I provide strategy, coaching, support, training, teaching, whatever it is your life needs to be fueled by your unending passion. Yes Coaching will give you access to it. So by simply being a yes, you expand your capacity to have anything you're willing to say yes to. And when I say yes, I'm not just referring to semantics or just the word yes. When I'm talking about the yes coaching and being a yes in life, I'm talking about your mindset. I'm talking about how you interact with life, how you speak, and what you say when you speak. There are people walking around on the planet who are yes people like I am, and there are people who are no people, and there are people who are maybe. It's not bad, and it's not wrong to be either or, and it's not good, and it's not better to be either or. It's what it is. However, what I'd like to present to you is that being a yes in life, being somebody who brings that mindset to the situation that you're in inside of life, in your career, in your romance, wherever in your life you are, bringing yes to it brings you a certain amount of satisfaction, fulfillment, and power that being a no will never bring. So I'm not just talking about positive thinking. I'm actually speaking to a mindset and how you live your life. So one of the things that I tell my clients all the time is that when you open your mouth and you affirm what you want, the universe is listening. It can absolutely provide it. The universe is listening to everything that comes out of your mouth. And another thing that I teach my people, my clients and people who listen to me, like you, who is listening to this broadcast now, if you're someone who's going to constantly talk about what you don't want in life, you're going to find that a lot of times you're going to end up with that thing that you say you don't want. And why is that? Well, I think it's because you keep talking about it. You're bringing energy to it. You're actually distinguishing, you know, this is what I want, even though you're saying you don't want it. What you're creating around it is energy. By complaining about it, you're bringing energy to it. By obsessing about it, you're bringing energy to it. Any speaking you bring to it is like saying, I want this. Even though you're saying you don't want it, you're creating, this is what I want, because you're talking about it. I'm currently writing a book. The name of my book is Say Yes. Not that complicated. See, my process utilizing the science of yes, I contribute to individuals and entrepreneurs, and you as well. I'm ready to take you on and have you win. And what I contribute to them is this way of relating to life. Like everything, everything in life was designed for you to have it, if you want it. I teach my clients utilizing movie analogies. It's interesting because I'm very, very entertained by movies and songs. And I open up my show, every show, with the song from the motion picture Aladdin, the animated one that came out where Robin Williams was the voice of the genie. And in the scene where he, Aladdin, first rubs the lamp and the genie pops out and is like, here I am, I'm a big old blue genie and I'm going to grant you three wishes. Anything you want in life, whatever you can imagine, millions of dollars, beautiful women, whatever you want, you get three wishes, I will grant them, say the word. Aladdin was like a little bit confused, like, what do you mean? Three wishes, what? And so Aladdin sang this song, the song that you hear when my show opens up. It's Robin Williams, one of my favorite all-time actors, singing, You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me. Well, obviously the point is, you need to know that when you open your mouth and tell me you want something, you're going to get it. Why? Because I can provide it. You ain't never had a friend like me. So I use that song a lot, and it's why it opens up my show. What I'm here to tell you is that life, the universe, whatever you want to assign to it is like the genie in Aladdin. Life is singing to you that song. You ain't never had a friend like me. I'm going to say the words of the song, not the whole thing, and I'm not going to sing the song for you. But I will tell you, the first part of the song illustrates what it is that I'm getting across to you. And I want you to believe me. I want you to have faith. The universe is the genie in Aladdin. And you're Aladdin in this analogy. The universe is telling you, you ain't never had a friend like me. Now, I know it's my voice, and I'm a little congested. I'm getting over a flu. But when you're hearing my voice, listen for the universe, whether it's male or female or however you picture the universe. If the universe talking to you right now, you ain't never had a friend like me. You've got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You've got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and ow. See, all you got to do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order. Jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant. I'm your maitre d'. Come on and whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shah. Say what you wish. It's yours, true dish. How about a little more baklava? Here, have some of column A. Try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. All right, there you go. You ain't never had a friend like me, from Aladdin. So the universe is saying this to you. You ain't never had a friend like me. You've got some power in your corner now. Open your mouth and say what you want. You can have it. All of it. Any of it. All the time. Anytime. Whatever you want. However you want. Ask for it. Now, consider just for a moment that the universe is singing that song to you. Life is your restaurant and I'm your maitre d'. So, what is your order? Do you want a new relationship? Do you want a new job? What do you want? Look, the whole point is this. Anything you want for your life is available to you. If you're recognizing when I say this, some elements of the law of attraction, you're on point, okay? Absolutely. I am a practitioner of and a strong believer of the law of attraction. So the law of attraction, that is the belief that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, a person brings positive or negative experiences into their life. And it's this attractive magnetic power of the universe that draws similar energy together. Even if the law of gravity is part of the law of attraction, because I say that the universe has universal laws that we live our life inside of. Whether you believe it or not, whether you agree with it or not, universal laws operate on a certain level and you live your life by these laws. Simply put, the law of attraction is the ability to attract into our lives whatever we're focusing on. So regardless of your age, regardless of your nationality or your religious belief, we're all susceptible to the laws which govern the universe. And there are many laws that govern the universe. But let's take one of those laws just for kicks and giggles. We'll just grab one and to use it to demonstrate to you how certain universal laws are key in how we operate in life. One of the universal laws, gravity. We operate from the universal law of gravity, the understanding that what goes up must come down. And that law has been in operation since the dawn of time. And you don't get to argue with it, and you don't get to debate it, and you don't get to disagree with it or unfriend it or do anything that indicates that you don't like it, you don't agree with it, and you want it to take a walk off a short pier. It doesn't work that way. The law of gravity exists. What goes up must come down. If you go to the top of a very, very tall building and jump, you will be pulled down. You will not fly. Do not have wings. End of story. The law of gravity is a universal law that you have to honor and abide by. I'm saying to you that the law of attraction, of which much of my philosophy, theory, and science is based on, is as much a law of the universe as the law of gravity. You cannot see gravity. You cannot taste gravity. You cannot hold gravity. It's not tangible, and yet it's there, whether you like it or not. It's the reason why we don't all fall up. We fall down. The law of gravity indicates that everything must go down. That is the way law of attraction is. It's really there. What you believe, what you put out there, what you focus on, your energy, all of your energy, funneled, channeled into a conversation in your head that you might even be having out loud, that something's going to go a certain way, will have it go that way. Your energy, your ability to create, manifest, and have it happen that way is directly correlated to what you're putting out. What goes up must come down. What you focus on will come to be. And if what you focus on is negativity, doom, and gloom, then negativity, doom, and gloom is what you will remain in. You focus your thoughts on positive thoughts, positive actions, positive goals and commitments, correlate to what you say you want. You will find a way to achieve them. It will happen every time. The law of attraction dictates that whatever you can imagine and hold in your mind's eye and focus your thoughts on and focus your desires on, that you can visualize it and it will come to be. The key is to distinguish what you are committed to and then design structures that give you the action correlate to that commitment. You do that and the result will come every time. Every time. No matter what. All you need to bring to the table is a desire and willingness to grow and, wait for it, an openness and ability to take on doing the action that will forward what you say you want. With the correct mindset, a healthy dose of the right attitude, and a powerful connection to the right action, the ordinary person will accomplish extraordinary results. And therefore, a valuable part of what I provide in my coaching are new practices and habits to take on, which are proven effective coaching concepts, tools, and principles that will help give you good things to think about and then act on. So my goal and my mission in life is that my clients find out what works well for them and they put that learning into everyday practice and bam, produce the results to fulfill on their dreams in life. And that's it in a nutshell. It's not complicated at all. All you need is a desire and a willingness to have what you want and a belief and a faith that you can produce it, that you can do it, that you can take it on. The actions that will move you forward will move you forward quickly, and you will be saying yes to life, anything you want in life, yes. You know, you can argue for your limitations. I don't want to listen. I'll coach you like you've never been coached before, but the thing you want to understand is that you bring your totally human self to a coaching relationship with all your mistakes, all your imperfections, all your insecurities. It doesn't matter. You do not come to a coaching relationship perfect. You come to a coaching relationship open to receive. You do that with me. You do that with me. You do that, and you will produce the results that you're committed to having. And it, all it takes is your willingness to be open to receive. If you're coachable, come to me, and I will coach you to be everything you always dreamed and hoped for, but you never thought you could have. I know this works. I know it. I did it. So when you look at the people in life who succeeded in life, people you admire, people you look up to, you notice that they are not people who are sitting around waiting for things to happen. They are making things happen. You know, they're making things happen. And that is how Yes Coaching works. Yes Coaching, you know, the name of my company is Strategic Yes Training. And Yes Coaching is training because I'm going to rearrange your molecules. I'm going to rearrange your DNA. I'm going to strategize the actions you're going to take in your day-to-day life to produce specific results. And you're going to operate like the things you want are done now. Your life will never be the same. And you will never be the same as you take on your yes training. And I started strategic yes training with the intention to give away what it took for me to give up my negative thought patterns and achieve success. And I've done that, and I want to give it away to you. So, you know, I want to give away what it takes to achieve success, no matter where you are in your life. You can achieve outrageous fortune. Success is realized by anyone who's first willing to define it and then go after it. And I enjoy being with people when success happens for them because of their own decision to make it happen. Success doesn't have to be that elusive thing that you wish for and hope to experience someday. You can live the dream today. You must decide now that you're going to be a yes to what it is you want and then go after it. And start by removing the things that hold you back and drag you down in life. Some folks say life is like a bowl of chocolate. I say life is a ball game. Life is a pitcher, and you are a bat. Life pitches, and you try to hit the ball. Life pretty much throws all kinds of pitches at you. Curveballs, fastballs, ball after ball after ball, and you swing away. And you don't have a whole lot to say about what life pitches at you. You have everything to say about how you react to those pitches. So are you going to be a yes? Are you going to be a no? That's what this is all about. Say yes. Not that complicated. So say yes to risk. Say yes to power, to magic. Say yes to fun. If life is a mystery, the solution is yes. If life seems elusive and you don't know what to do, say yes. This is the access to eternal you. You don't need a mystical fountain. You need to say yes. You don't need to put your credit card on the table. You just need to say yes. You don't need to take off your clothes. You don't need to walk across hot coals. You don't need to do anything you don't want to do. You have the opportunity to put a stop to any conversation that you can't do or can't have or can't see in your life or in your future. You can have anything you want. You just need to say yes. So here's the thing. I want to get something really straight here. I want to distinguish for you that I don't mean for you to eliminate the word no from your vocabulary. There's a lot of things in life that it's appropriate to say no to. The word no is not a bad word, and the word yes isn't a good word. Even though I'm telling you to say yes, what I'm referring to is not what you're doing. It is who you are while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. So when you start to craft the life of your dreams and you remold your life to be one of a positive mindset, you're not worried about the semantics of what you're saying. You want to focus on the mindset of what you're creating in your speaking. This isn't about positive thinking. This is about positive mindset. I'll help illustrate this for you. I could tell you, just say no. Say no to stress, and stress caused illnesses. Say no to unemployment and being a victim of your circumstances. Say no to emotional abuse and toxic relationships. I could tell you these things, and I could call my process the things to say no to, but I'm not going to tell you this. Because one of the biggest things I'm going to teach you is that I don't want you to affirm with your speaking that which you do not want. So, for instance, you don't go into a restaurant and sit down, and the waiter comes over and it hands you a menu and then takes his little pad and pen and says, "How can I help you? What can I get for you?" And you don't pick up the menu and look at it and first off say, "I don't want pancakes, so don't serve them to me." I hate pancakes. No pancakes for me. You wouldn't do that, would you? I hope not. You wouldn't walk into Walmart or Target or Saks Fifth Avenue and call a salesperson over and say, hey, don't show me any clothes that are red with black polka dots. I don't like red with black polka dots. I hate them. I don't particularly like blue with white polka dots. Actually, I don't like polka dots. I don't want you to show me any clothes with polka dots. So don't do it. I don't like that. You wouldn't do that, would you? I hope not. Okay, so then why do you say things like, I don't want to live like this. I hate my job. I hate my life. I hate my car. Me that way. I'd like you to consider that when you say out loud the things you don't want in life, you're actually bringing attention to what you don't want and bringing energy to it with your speaking. And one of the things I teach my clients is to be very careful what words come out of your mouth. The universe is listening. It listens to everything you say. And the universe is a practical joker. Why I say that is because it's not that the universe is carrying on this big joke with you, you know, as the punchline. But the universe doesn't really hear the word no or anything in the neighborhood of no. So in other words, when you say, I do not want, I do not want, I think the universe can't hear. I do not want. I do not want. So it only hears what comes after that sentence. I do not want to be alone in life. I do not want to have nothing saved for retirement. I do not want to have a significant other who cheats on me. I do not want to gain any more weight. I do not want. I do not want. I do not want. Every time you affirm with your mouth and your speaking that which you do not want, all you're doing is bringing energy to what you do not want, and the universe hears it and provides it. So when you open your mouth, when you say the things that are present for you to say for your life, don't affirm what you do not want. Only affirm what you want. So instead of sitting down in the restaurant and saying, I don't want pancakes, say, I would love to have a beautifully made omelet with mushrooms. Oh, and put me some of that spinach acid in there. And I'll take a little Swiss cheese. Thank you very much. And got me sourdough toast. Give me some of that, too. Only affirm what you want, just like when you go in a restaurant. Order what you want. Order what you want. Order what you want. That's how you do it. Order what you want. I promise you that life is designed around the law of attraction, and the universe is listening to that single word. And when you affirm what you do not want, what you do not want, what you do not want, all that's going to happen is that you're going to be stuck with what you do not want. So, my coaching to you is to spend some time honoring what you want in life. It's not too late. I don't care how old you are. It's never too late. There's a wonderful bit of Chinese wisdom that asks, when is the best time to plant a tree? Well, the answer is 20 years ago. But the next best time is right now. I am convinced that timing is always perfect and everything happens for a reason. So if you're listening to me right now, your timing is perfect. It's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Through my work with different clients, I've made a very important discovery that remarkably and powerfully changed my life and became the core of my science of yes. contrary to what you may have been taught or what you may believe, the secret to a good life is not about having a positive attitude. It's actually about taking positive action. You see, it's the actions you take that are in direct correlation to the results you're committed to produce that makes the difference. So the science of yes is all about inquiry, inquiring into what you want in life, and then inquiring into the structures that be put into place so that you can take the actions that correlate with those wants. Navigating safely through the obstacles and roadblocks that will surely arise as you make your way to your goals. That is the process in a nutshell. The science of yes is all about action. The science of yes is about you living your life inside the world of yes. Now, full disclosure, me, I've always been the kind of gal who is optimistic. Before I distinguished the process I call the science of yes, I didn't fully understand my power and my optimism, nor had been able to leverage it or translate it into positive actions that moved me through difficult times or opened doors that would allow me to achieve the many dreams that I had. And I saw people in my life achieve things and could never understand why I couldn't, when my mind and attitude was so open and available. It took years of me living my life and gaining wisdom and experience to understand and to start to develop this technique, this philosophy about yes. It's not complicated. Be yes. You know, today people have so much to be concerned about. We're working harder and moving faster. We're multitasking and answering cell phones. We're sending emails, tweeting, hooting, snapping. We're making friends. We're dealing with people, people we may never actually meet in person or even truly know. We're on internet sites that are robbing us of time and giving very little back and true reward of value. Even the current political climate is overwhelming with more people blasting negative energy about our president and what he should and should not be doing. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Mannequin challenges. Hashtag Me Too. Hashtag Time's Up. Depressing news. Jam-packed schedule. Impossible to keep up with. We wake up early with endless lists of things to do. We go to bed late, tossing and turning as we mentally prepare our action list for the next day. It's no wonder that our effectiveness and efficiency suffers as life becomes more complicated. And as the pressure mounts, most of us are also finding that we have fewer moments of actual happiness, less time for our family and friends, and little or no time for ourselves and our dreams. I know how hurried life feels because I feel it too. With all that's going on, we hardly have time to breathe. And I have the nerve to come along and tell you to be a yes. Wait for it. Yes will move you quickly and gently into calmer waters where you can manage your life and responsibility and still have time and energy for family and friends. More importantly, yes will have you discover ways to dust off a dream or two and embrace your life in ways you never imagined were possible. The science of yes is a practice. Easy to understand, it's easy to follow, and it's a pathway to a more focused, productive, and exhilarating life. And I'm convinced this science will work for you just as it worked for me and so many people I've had the privilege to coach. And I know things can be better and life can be easier and your dreams can come true. Now, the thing I get asked about the most when I give lectures or lead workshops or seminars about the science of yes is, well, what about no? Shouldn't I say no to something? I'm not supposed to say yes to everything, am I? Look, having a positive attitude about everything does help in the long run, and it will make things a little easier. This is not about feeling good about a certain situation or speaking the word yes out loud like some kind of Buddhist mantra, like it has some magic just in the speaking of it. I keep saying it over and over again. It's not about the word. Yes is very active. It's about taking action. And these actions are yes. Taking action inside of yes, when you have a goal, you don't ask, how do I feel about this goal? You ask, what do I do about this goal? Yes, I'm a glasses half full kind of gal. by nature. I'm not saying you have to be that kind of individual to live in the world of yes. You know, when I was young, there was this song. It was called High Hopes. It was sung by Frank Sinatra. And for those of you who are not from that period of time, you might not be familiar with the song, but Frank Sinatra sang this song about an ant. And this ant had a goal in life. He had a rubber tree plant that he needed to move from point A to point B. Now, a rubber tree plant, compared to this ant, is gigantic. And with a small size, there's no possibility of his ability to move that rubber tree plant. Yet somehow he's determined to move it, and oops, there goes another rubber tree plant, because he took it on, and he got it done. And he didn't say to himself, there's no way, I can't do that, it's too big. He never did. All he said was, I got to move this rubber tree plant, and he moved it. See, the thing about high hopes, you can create miracles inside of them. It does take a little elbow grease. You got to get to work. You got to roll up your sleeves and get to work. And the actions you take are structured for you to produce the results. And not sitting on the couch imagining the results or fantasizing about the results. Getting out there in the world and going for it full tilt boogie. There's like when I was young, there was this TV show. It was called The World of Walter Mitty. And Walter Mitty, for those of you who are not from my time, you know, zone, Walter Mitty was a guy who lived his life inside of fantasy. He would fantasize about everything. He'd be in his everyday life, and he would be thinking about the way he wished it were, and his imagination was brilliant. It was incredible. His imaginary world was a world that anybody would want to participate in. But here's the thing about the world of Walter Mitty. The only one privy to it was him, because it was in his head. If you're sitting on your couch at home or closed up in your room in front of a TV or a computer screen, you are not out in the world making things happen. And there's no guarantee you ever will get out there unless you get up, brush yourself off, and get out there. When you set out to get out in the world and go for whatever it is you want, you will produce that result, guaranteed. You have to take it on. Now, when you set out to produce results, in life, there will be obstacles. Easy to maintain a good attitude when everything's going your way. But staying the course when things are not going your way takes willpower and commitment. Developing, you know, things to do in the face of what occurs like failure. You're sometimes not present to yes when you're in the confront of failure. It seems like no, no, no. I'm here to tell you. It can be very disappointing when things don't go your way. It's not like I've never been there. Thing to ask yourself, the thing to strategize is what will you do to get back and settle again? What will you do? You need to develop certain structures around what to do. You want to be able to say, I'm not going to get stopped. For me, I have certain structures in place. I listen to uplifting music. I call people who are in good space, and I ask to talk with them, and I have them lift me up because they're in a better space than I am. You know, I'll admit it here on the air publicly. There are times when treating myself to something good to eat calls me into action. So, yes, I can get behind something really good to eat. You need to discover and inquire into what will it take for me to get myself out of my own way. Seek out and learn what you need to get yourself back in the saddle of life, those you a curveball that unseats you. And remember to surround yourself with positive people in your life. If the people in your life are naysayers who are constantly berating you, telling you you won't amount to much, you have some serious work to do to get more positive people in your life. Go out there, find them. They're out there. It's a very rare pond that only has one fish. There are people out there who think the way you do, who care about you, who want to see you succeed. Find a meetup. a group of people who have similar interests to you. Connect with positive people. Go to networking events in your city. Reach out on your social media for like-minded individuals. It's not that complicated. Say yes. I want you to be clear about something. Like, no kidding. Get it straight. I'm not perfect, and I'm not pretending that I am. I hope you fully understand. I have ups and downs just like you do. I have headaches. I have toothache. I have negative thoughts. I have people that really tweak my nerves, and I want to go off on them just like you do. I'm not a robotic optimist, some bubble-headed, inexperienced person, never experienced disappointment, heartbreak, setbacks, pain. I'm a victim of childhood sexual rape and abuse. My oldest child committed suicide in 2007. I've been beaten by my significant other and put in the hospital. I bought my dream home and lost it to foreclosure. I've been homeless because I had nowhere to go. And through all these experiences, I've learned this. The sooner I can shift into positive action, the better off things become, and the sooner I begin to get better and back into positive action. Another important thing I want to point out is that the science of yes is just not just about dealing with obstacles and challenges that life serves up. It's about fulfilling on the incredible opportunities and dreams that come up as well. You know, you might be thinking about going back to school and getting a degree or learning to play a musical instrument like a piano or guitar. Or maybe you want to go hang gliding or traveling to Europe and other countries. Maybe you have a novel to write inside you. Maybe an apartment to rent or a business to start. You can use the science of yes to approach any opportunity with a positive mindset. It has you actually be excited about life, like a kid in a candy store. Here's my mission statement for my business. Strategic Guest Training's mission is to contribute and make a difference on the planet by providing individuals and organizations with the opportunity to generate their goals, achievements, and results from a positive mindset grounded in the adamant belief that you can have anything you want in life, that you are willing to say you want. Individuals will be a yes to life, love, and career. Their dreams and visions are a foregone conclusion, and they operate from the knowledge that what they create for the future is a done deal. Organizations will be a yes to growth and empowering their staff and managers to have their lives fulfilled by their performance at work. Everybody wins with no one and nothing left out. My mission in life is to bring the world of yes to each and every person I meet. And part of my mission in life is to provide transformational practitioners, healers, spiritual workers, and all conscious professionals the tools they have to have an abundant, thriving practice using my tools from the science of yes. So don't hesitate. Contact me via my website, yescoachforyou.com. That's yescoachforyou, YESCOACH, the number four, the letter U, yescoachforyou.com. Or you can write to me, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, at Pam Heath, PamHeath, Pam Heath, at yescoachforyou. I can't wait to hear from you. Thank you for listening on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, before you sign off, to follow my show by clicking on the follow button. It supports us and lets Blog Talk Radio know that you appreciate the content, and then they'll push us up in the ranks and onto their website. The more follows we get, the more you let us and Blog Talk Radio know you want more. The Science of Yes is part of the New Age Guild and Spirit Talk Radio. The New Age Guild is a metaphysical membership directory that will get you in front of the right client at the right time. Stop by www.newageguild.com. That's New Age Guild in WAGEGUILD. NewAgeGuild.com. Come join us. You beautifully present and promote yourself online by showcasing your services. Share your latest news and educate your tribe. We want you in our community. I'm ending a little early tonight, So for those of you who listen to my show after the fact, it is only a 45-minute show tonight. Thank you again for joining me on Yes Coach's Blog Talk Radio, The Science of Yes. Join us here each week, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Thank you and good night.
Thousand tales, but master, you is luck, cause up your sleeve you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, heavy ammunition in your can. You got some punch to the dance, you got who and how. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp and I'll say, Mr. Lobster, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, judge it down.
You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant. I'm your manager.
Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the shine.
Say what you wish, it's your true dish. About a little more baklava. Add some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Oh my.
No, no.
Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this
off their little hat?
Can your friends go woo?
Hey, look at here.
Can your friends go abracadabra?
Let it rip!
And then make the sucker disappear.
Why don't you sit there and smack your buggy eye?
I'm here to answer all your business friends.
You got me bona fide, certified.
You got a genie for a child to pay.
I got a powerful urge to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know.
You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt.
Well, all you got to do is rub like so. Hey-ho,
Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a shot, two or three. I'm on the job.
You big nay, Bob.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend.
You ain't never had a friend.
Never had a friend like me.